Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This NFL Week 12 recap and Monday Night Football Props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up today to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at sobet.io/SGPN. That's sobet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Nate Collins. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
You like that? Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over. It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego Superchargers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer dog?
Hey, Sean.
All
what's
right.
happening, buddy?
Let's go, tough guy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Your Giants won.
I picked the Steelers as a money line.
No,
picked the Steelers as my lock. No one cares about that.
We're talking Eagles Giants. All right, that's what the fans want to hear. Eagles Giants. You think you're hot shit now because you beat a dog shit garbage team? We turned the ball over four times. We still almost beat your ass. If Jalen Reagor knows how to catch a goddamn ball, yes, I'm upset the Eagles lost, but I'm also thrilled knowing that this just builds, this extends the Danny Dimes, Joe Judge leash. Longer they're going to be in there. Dave Gettleman, He's probably circling the building right now asking for an extension. So God bless you and your fucking Giants. Enjoy that. That was one of the ugliest. I mean, the Eagles played like dog shit. They deserve to lose, but let's not pretend in any way, shape or form that the Giants are a good team or played well today.
1-0 since Jason Garrett was fired. Thank you very much. You were nervous this morning. Shout out to the fans in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
It was a classic letdown game. They're a young team. They have a young coach. It's not an excuse. They played like dog shit. In particular, Jalen Hurts. Rare breed. It was rare for you to complete it to an actual fucking Eagle, Jalen Hurts. So I'm still on team Jalen Hurts. I think it was a horrible game, but I still think the kid has potential. But
I wouldn't put it on Hurts.
Who would you put it on?
People are going to say he couldn't throw the football. But at some point
he did a horrible job throwing the football through three interceptions. It's clearly on Jalen Hurts. I mean, that interception before the halftime. Maybe that first interception wasn't his fault because Quez Watkins got held and then stopped running the route. So that's somewhat on Quez Watkins, but most of it was on Jalen Hurts. Defense played okay. Would have liked to see a couple turnovers, but they didn't. I mean, again, we lost the turnover differential by four and would have won the game if Reagor catches one of those two balls.
You can play the what if game. I think the defense did what they needed to do.
What do you mean the what if game?
And unfortunately, the Giants offense, I was hoping we would be sitting here talking about how the and hold on a second. Sorry. I was hoping we would be sitting here today talking about how the offense took care of business on a final drive, unlike the Garrett offense, but they did not. Unfortunately, the defense had to hold and they did.
No, they held a lot during that game. They didn't call it, but you're right.
Wow. You let them play, Sean?
No, here's the thing. I'm fine.
Divisional game.
Again,
let them play.
I'm not, the refs were not.
You asked me how they were going to stop the Eagles. The Saints couldn't do it.
The refs weren't, well, I mean, whatever. The refs were not a major reason the Eagles lost. Again, Jalen Hurts, primary reason. There's a bunch of secondary reasons. Nate Herbig. Getting a touchdown called back, his holding penalties. I'm fine with letting them play, but let's keep it consistent. And that PI that they called on the Eagles in the end zone, that fell under the let it play. If you're not going to call it on, you know, on that one Rager play, there was a bunch of times they could have called PI if they're calling it tight. And I'm fine. Don't call it tight. Mm. I don't like to see a lot of laundry out there. Let's let the big ugly smash up front.
Don't
need to call Nate Herbig for holding twice on the same drive. Once he would have learned his lesson. Let the hog molly sort it out up front. That PI that the Eagles got called for in the end zone, I thought was a bad call.
I mean, sure. I mean, there were some bad calls each way. Boston Scott should have held on to the football. I think Xavier McKinney clearly had a tell from Jalen Hurts, the Bama teammate there.
It wasn't a tell. The guy just threw the ball inaccurately.
I would say a couple of those, he was making a decent play. He was in the right place, time, but he was making a good play.
He threw the ball poorly and missed what Devonta Smith wide open a number of times.
Bradbury Island was lonely.
He was there on Bradbury Island, with a fucking umbrella and a drink, waiting for someone to throw the
talking
ball.
Talking to a goddamn
and Jalen
volleyball.
Hurts missed him.
I mean, look. At the end of the day, the team went out there. They got the win. 1-0 post Garrett. Going to continue to lean into that, and only a 2.5 games back of the division lead. Thank you very much.
Oh, betting on sports sure is fun. It's a little more fun when you win, but that's why you have WynnBET, where you can bet big, win bigger. Especially that $1,000 risk-free sports bet. You can't mess that up. It's risk-free. They also have a deal where new users can bet $1. And win $100 on any sport. That's right, any sport. And WynnBET has you covered, man. NFL, NBA, NHL, little MMA, college football. They got it all. Live in-game wagering, player props, sweet parlay boost. That is my favorite part of the Wynn betting experience. It's a guy who likes to throw down on some big dog parlays. It's nice to get a little icing on that dog treat. Head over to WynnBET.com, WynnBET.com. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. All right, let's get to it. Start recapping some of these games. I guess we can also do the Baltimore Cleveland game and then start digging back. Ravens 16, Browns 10. It's rare when a quarterback throws four interceptions and isn't the worst quarterback on the field. Lamar Jackson threw four picks and looked noticeably better than Baker. Now I know Baker's hurt, but I mean, Baker is,
everyone out there is hurt, Sean. Well, it's football.
I mean, Baker is bad.
Aaron Rodgers is playing with nine toes.
Imagine if you're the Browns management or a Browns fan, like it feels like they're in a position where they have to re-sign Baker and you're going to give him like a big deal. This guy, now some of it's injuries, but man, he just does not look like he has it.
I mean, the reality is, the deal they're staring at with him is scary. We told you this; it was okay to lay more than three with Baltimore because we were fading Baker, and you know you mentioned it. But coming over here, just listening to Ross Tucker on the Sunday night broadcast. Shout out to Westwood One, Sean. But he was Lamar Jackson, mind you, has what, four interceptions in this game? And he's sitting there just lambasting Baker for these throws, like just a bit outside, like on that level. And it's just, I mean, at some point, like we saw it with Big Ben today, at some point you got to take the dude off the field. Like Case Keenum has shown us he is a, if you're a Browns fan, how are you not throwing stones at Baker's home trying to get him to run for the hills? I mean, God,
what do you do with Baker? You have to, I mean, you can't, the team around him is too good almost to completely reset at quarterback. Maybe they can, is this a secret Aaron Rodgers destination?
No, what the fuck is
Russell
Aaron?
Wilson?
No, neither of those guys.
I can see Russell Wilson. I mean, their offensive line is pretty good.
It's a problem with Cleveland. It's not a destination. I mean, no offense to Cleveland, but
like Cleveland.
That's the problem. That's why
I like the Cleveland fans
rebuilding. Since
and I feel bad they have to deal with Baker Mayfield. They finally won a playoff game. They finally figured out how to be decent. You got Myles Garrett. You got Kareem Hunt. You got Nick Chubb. You got some players on both sides of the field. Unfortunately, one of them is not the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, he just doesn't have it, man. Mechanics aren't there.
No, and I think, I mean, I don't know what the takeaway for Baltimore is, because they're good, but are they? The Lamar rushing props are just taking candy from a baby. And you're welcome.
They are. I mean, you want to talk about like all these wins they have? They that Lions win where they needed a 66 yard field goal. That Vikings comeback where it's like, oh man, you were getting your ass kicked at home for a good chunk of the game by the Vikings. Like, I don't know what to make of this.
The Ravens other side of that though is that, you know, they get that winning muscle worked in and close that close game clutch
Lamar
muscle
as a large winning muscle.
I mean, that winning muscle is getting some work right now. Probably, maybe not. They're still in the locker room.
Browns going back to Thanksgiving. Browns 16, Lions 14. You know, fuck off, Matt Nagy. I had a sweet three team parlay.
Yeah, you would have hit too.
I would have hit. Went 2-1. The Bears was the only thing I got wrong on Thanksgiving, as far as these games go. And yeah, didn't Chicago deserve to cover the three? Probably not. But I mean, God, they were getting so close. It was one of those plays where, oh man, they could have broken it off and gotten a touchdown. So many opportunities. Andy Dalton got a win. Andy Dalton looked so excited. He did not realize they were playing the Lions. In our defense, we did pick this thinking, who is the other guy? I was like, Boyle. Oh, that Boyle was starting. Although honestly, it would not have changed my pick knowing an injured Jared Goff was playing instead. But
where was that in the playoffs when we bet on the Seahawks, Sean? Where was that Jared Goff?
He looked again very Goffy, and I mean, I was impressed on that touchdown throw they had, but I don't know. Not much to take away from here.
I remember being very certain in the desert without any sort of internet connection that the Bears had covered the game. But of course, this is the worst case scenario for me. They don't cover. I don't get the pick right. I don't win my bet. And Sean, the Bears get a win and make that draft pick worse for the Giants next year. So double fuck you to Matt Nagy.
Double fuck you to Matt Nagy. Oh man, love me some Raiders.
We got to get our shit going mentally.
Almost seemed like they were going to blow the game again. My brother-in-laws, who are like 16 years old, they're triplets, just kept asking me, how many points are you getting with the Raiders? You're getting 8 points. Wow, this is so easy. They really think gambling is easy, especially when I explain to them. The Deshaun Jackson first touchdown bet came in 40-1. You're welcome, America. Ooh. And I mean, there was a chance Raiders were going to blow this game. It was, as an Eagles fan, it was a great way. Heartbreaking loss for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Hate to see it.
And the streak of the Cowboys, I think it's like 1-10 now against the spread on Thanksgiving. They can just not figure it out at all. It was pretty awesome. And then the nightcap, Buffalo 31, Saints 6, all over the Bills. Should have been my Turkey Day lock there. Buffalo minus 6. The Saints just cannot put up points with Trevor Siemian. It's not rocket science. And the Bills, it shouldn't have been this close, because Josh Allen threw two interceptions in the red zone. So even with that, they still won by 25 points. Bit of a bloodbath here.
You know, I went with the home cooking narrative, and it did not go go well. Josh likes to cook, man. Cooking down there in New Orleans.
All right, moving on to the rest of the games.
Before we get to the rest of the games, can we take a caller?
Oh yeah, and Twitter Spaces is open. Feel free to head over at Gambling Podcast if you're watching, listening live. Hop in, rant, rave, tout, whatever you got.
All right, we got a friend of the program, Giants fan,
told me
in this office months ago that I was a fucking asshole for getting behind it. Nagels, what's up, brother? Yes. Nagels, you with us?
I am with you. What's up, boys?
Hey, what's happening, man?
How we doing? I'm feeling pretty fucking awesome right now.
Hell yeah.
I want to kill myself. Other than that, great.
I tried to tell you this morning in the pregame show.
You did.
I knew it was going to happen.
It's
just to screw me. I knew it was going to happen. It screws you at the same time.
Yeah, it's coming when the pessimistic Giants fan is standing on the soapbox saying they're going to get the W. Now I'm taking this as a sign that, I mean, Gettleman, you know, Danny Dimes, they got it all figured out. Joe Judge rallying the team. It's great. And I think they should extend Daniel Jones right now. Have you heard anything about that?
No, my sources are telling me we're still going to win. We're going to find out. Maybe Jalen Hurts is due for an extension.
Oh wow. Well, see, the difference is here. Our management has not bought into the quarterback 100%, where cannot say the same thing about Giants and a team. Danny Dimes, where are you at now as a Giants fan? You think you're going to run the table, get into the playoffs? What's going on here?
I don't. I know Kramer probably does. This was a one-off. I know that this is a one-off. As soon as you Eagles fans started looking ahead at the schedule and started planning your trip to the Super Bowl, and Garrett got fired. Today was there was no way the Giants were going to lose that game today.
I saw you tweeted out a massive parlay you hit. What did, while you're on here, why don't you tout away? What did you have?
Oh, I just hit a nice little five teamer. Won $539. Giants +4, Dolphins +1.5. Bengals -3.5, Packers +2, and thank you, Justin Tucker. Ravens -3.5.
Oh yeah, that was so good.
I've been sweating for about 11 hours, maybe 72 if you go back to Thursday. But it was a nice capper to the weekend. I want to say 188-1 parlay. 8 teams almost came in. If those lousy Houston Texans didn't blow 14-3 to the goddamn Jets, 188-1. I had 7 out of 8. So
we did. We did mention the idea that potentially both Giants team winning again. What would the odds be on that?
And Giants and Jets,
Jets
baby.
And Giants parlay came through once
again.
They
win in pairs.
Who saw that coming?
Just say it one time, Nagels. All rise.
Kramer, sit down.
All right.
It was one game. Enjoy it.
Against the Eagles.
Beat the Flyers today. We're happy about that. It was a bad day for Philadelphia. Yeah, that's great.
Fun fact.
Just calm down. Then what they score? 14 points today? 13 points? The play calling was horrific. You only won because you got a whole bunch of turnovers. This is not a changing of the guard, not making a late run. It's all bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Love it.
You need to realize that.
Freddie needs a little bit more time in the kitchen to get the offense cooking. Only the sixth win for the Giants since we've been doing this fucking podcast. So go fuck yourself, Nagels. Say all rise.
Wow, that is an all-time stat.
Anyway, Nagels, great talk. All right.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great show.
You too.
Let it ride, bro.
All right. Thanks all for right, calling buddy. In. Bye-bye. Give Nagels a follow on Twitter at Nagels, N-A-G-E-L-S, Bagels. Does a cool PGA show as well. He's a Xander Schauffele super fan, as you can tell, as he's mentioned in his bio there. So shout out to Nagels with a nice dose of reality for you. All right. Let's get to some more. Did I mention prop swap, Ryan?
You have not.
All right. Well, perfect time to mention them then. We're brought to you by PropSwap. It's where America goes to buy and sell real sports bets. A lot of like fun futures market. And again, the MVP race for the NFL is wild. And I know a bunch of different places have them priced pretty differently. It's really, if you're sharp and you're getting in on this market, propswap.com for NFL MVP. I think there's a lot of money to be had over there, and you can buy and sell the tickets very easily. And the best part is you don't need your bets to win. You just need the odds to improve, and you can cash. Head over to propswap.com. Use that promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. PropSwap.com. Promo code SGP. Titans 13, Patriots 36.
It's a baby fucking wheel.
You know,
man.
I kept picking against the Patriots, thinking this Mac Jones thing. Again, I am the Mac Jones truther, but thinking it would hit a bump in the road, but they are just a machine covering five against the spread. Tennessee really hitting that wall, and the Patriots just look goddamn good right now.
And Sean, it really ties into your Kyle Shanahan, because you know that it was true that he was going to take Mac Jones. You know it was true.
Yeah.
And you know he had to not take it because everyone made fun of him because he was going to take him.
I really think he was going to definitely, Kyle Shanahan was going to take Mac Jones. Then they're like, you're ignoring the data. What about the data? Mac Jones is not data friendly. And Kyle Shanahan, you know, started shaking in his boots, and he's like, all right, Trey Lance, I still don't believe. And if this is true, it just shows you how insane Kyle Shanahan is and how bad of a coach he is to trade all that capital to move from.
Where is Trey Lance right now?
He's keeping the bench warm, but I don't understand. Don't you think the 49ers could have used a first round pick that was out on the field these past weeks? I mean, they won against the Vikings. We'll get to that, but don't you think? And in the future, don't you think they could use some first round picks? I don't. It just makes no sense to trade all that stuff to get to a spot where you go, I don't know who I want. That makes no sense. When the Eagles traded up for Carson Wentz, they knew they traded up because they knew they were going to get Carson Wentz. When the Rams traded up to one, it was because they wanted Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You don't trade all that stuff between a couple quarterbacks. That's an obvious lie. Why does the media not press them more on that?
All right. So what are the rookie rankings? Speaking of the rookie quarterbacks, what are the rookie rankings look like now? Mac Jones, obvious number one.
Yeah.
Is it then Trevor Lawrence?
It falls off precipitously.
Oh, nice work. Is it then Zach Wilson? He looked all right. First win.
Zach Wilson. And I think, Zach Wilson, you know, he also has some really bad throws. I think Zach Wilson to me is still an interesting prospect.
Zach Wilson is if you like deflated the ball out of the Patrick Mahomes or
it's also not fair to, you know, either Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson because they're in such horrible situations.
Yeah. Mac Jones
and Salah probably like a good defensive coach, but I don't think he's helping Zach Wilson get better. And then Justin Fields is in there somewhere, but he got injured. So
injured.
I think Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. I would go Trevor Lawrence 2, Zach Wilson 3, Justin Fields 4, and then I don't know who gives a shit after those guys.
Or Kellen Mond. We'll just
Kellen Mond.
Kyle Trask maybe.
Bernie McBurner in the YouTube chat. Also great nickname. Handle there, Scamahan. Oh man, that is. Thank you, sir.
I'll throw that
all
on
credit
the
goes to Bernie McBurner, but I'm going to be calling Kyle Scamahan. That is just beautiful. I may have to. I'm gonna use it.
You know why I heard you love it?
It's a great nickname.
You know why you love it?
It reminds me of Scam Newton.
It's so great, and
it is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Shout out to Bernie. Great line. Yeah. All right.
Any takeaways for the Titans? They did rush for a lot of yards. Felt like a game where
the
data nerds will tell us the regression is coming because Tennessee drove up and down the field and just turned it over.
They moved the ball up and down the field. And that was kind of, that was what I was expecting. When I took them with the points and thought they were a live dog, they just, completely unraveled in the red area. I call it the green zone, Ryan. Don't like to call it the red zone. Negative connotation.
Coughlin was the same way. Call it the
green zone. I'm a football guy. I mean, if you're turning the ball over in the end zone, you're just not going to win games. So
no.
And kudos to the Pats defense. You know, Belichick's a god. Brady's a fraud. I don't know.
They are really rolling through teams.
They're. I mean, I don't want to give them the buzzsaw sound effect because I keep picking against them, but. Just know, Pats fans, I am picking them every game against the spread from here on out. They're, Pats are in the same way I did switch the gears with the Titans and just started taking them every game until even the AFC Championship where they eventually unraveled. But I went on a nice streak there, and Pats, I'm putting all my juju on there. If I bring some stink over there, you ask for it, Pats fans. So this is the life you get. All this keep picking the picking against the Patriots because you're helping them win. That's over. Welcome to the reality. No matter how big the spread, I'm taking the Pats. Let's go.
We may have underestimated the Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl without Belichick. Belichick fucked you revenge tour. That is, seems
it's a
to be
strong
going,
strong angle
going nicely. By the way, Sean, Bills -3.5 next week.
They're favored
at home.
Oh, I guess against the Patriots. Huh?
Yeah,
I mean, let's go.
It's a baby fucking wheel. Man.
I hate picking against the Bills. Love those Bills. Jets 21, Houston 14. Admittedly, this was probably one of the early games I watched the least. Super ugly game. You even said to me, Tyrod may be cooked, Ryan. Or are we completely off the Tyrod bandwagon?
This was a tough spot. I guess this makes sense. You can't take the Houston. Here's what we missed, Sean. The Texans won last week. The Texans won a game versus the Titans last week, and we didn't factor that in. And you know, Zach Wilson, he came. He's high variance as fuck. He is going to be an absolute fun guy to bet on. You can see he's got like a extremely homeless man's like Josh Allen mixed with. I don't even know. Like I said, like a completely deflated Patrick Mahomes. Maybe they
should name the next COVID variant off of Zach Wilson because he's just all over the place. Don't know what you're gonna get. Oof. Can't predict how he spreads the ball around.
Gonna go hide under the desk. All this heat coming my way. Yeah, I mean, I would say this though. From what I've seen, he at least. And I'm going to stick with our guy, Joey T, the great Joe Theismann. Remember, Sean, you can pick up How to Be a Champion every day.
Yep. Available on Amazon, wherever great books are sold.
He does have, like, I get the whole he has it thing. Because when he makes a really nice play, you're like, ooh. The problem is when he makes those really bad plays, you're like, ooh.
Well, remember in the combine, Zach Wilson workout video where he's like running to his left and then just throws this crazy, insane pass across his body for a touchdown. He's had a couple of those in the league, and you're like, holy shit. But then again, he is the holy shit quarterback where you're like, holy shit, that was awesome. And then, holy shit, that was horrible, Zach. So again, he's at least shown some spikes that I think you can be.
Hey, you got a road win as an underdog. Got to give him credit. Dog. Pop the champagne.
Speaking of road wins, Tampa Bay Bucks 38, Indianapolis Colts 31. One of my locks. Let's fucking go. I mean, fading Carson Wentz, helping the Eagles draft pick. It was great. I was so confident that Carson Wentz was going to blow this game. Brady kind of not a great game by Brady. 226 yards passing, threw a pick. He just didn't look sharp. Leonard Fournette carried the team for the Bucks. 17 carries, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. So that would have been a sweet D-Gens only bet, Leonard Fournette and DFS. That would have been a nice pivot because Brady was the highest priced DFS quarterback. Pretty interesting there. Wentz threw 2 picks. I think he lost at least 1 fumble, if not more. And again, that's the Carson Wentz experience, right? One of those picks was kind of as the game ended, but he had some key turnovers.
He has these throws that look great, and then he just has these. 3rd and 17, Sean. Great example. 3rd and 17, and he is fighting tooth and nail to get back to the line of scrimmage, almost fumbling multiple times. Like, dude, just get down. like, be aware. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's dumb as a brick and he has no game awareness, because that it really does look like that. And yeah, I mean, I feel fortunate that we covered this one with the late not field goal that became a touchdown. So look, this Monday night thing is very real. Teams off of Monday night, Sean, are now 15-4 ATS.
Yeah, and I can't make sense of it. Maybe these coaches are doing more harm than good. And just like these players' brains just can't handle more film study.
Small sample size. I mean, sure, small sample size. We're in week 13 now. We're going into week 13, Sean.
Yeah, there's something there.
It's over 80%.
Atlanta Falcons 21, Jags 14. We're both on the Falcons. Again, kind of an ugly who gives a shit game. Matt Ryan just getting it done. Also not looking great. Shout out to my boy Cordero Patterson.
Oh God, he's so damn good.
He's just a beast in fantasy. I'm pissed I didn't play him in DFS at all. Season long beast. Jags are just stuck in auto fade. I mean, I know it's crazy to make Atlanta a road favorite, but Jags as only a 1 point dog in any situation.
Urban going to LSU yet? It's not that far down the road.
I also tweeted out a sweet photo of they were doing some sort of stunt where they were lowering the Jags mascot. I don't know what his name is, like Jaggy the Jaguar or whatever. And it's hilarious. He's like stuck. He gets stuck being lowered down, and it almost kind of looks like he's being hung from the rafters. It is. It does look like in those crazy like war torn countries where they find someone that they're after and then they hang them as like a lesson. It sadly looks like that in this still photo. Head over to At Gambling Podcast, but it's I don't know why I'm just cracking up that it's a dark joke, but I mean, God,
Jackson,
it's the Jaguars in a nutshell.
Jackson Daville, JAXSON. That's his name. Oh. And in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia, Jackson is known for his crazy antics, controversies.
I mean, as someone who's worked in television writing before, that is very lazy character backstory. Oh, we got a mascot. What's he known for? Crazy antics. Yeah, no shit. So is every mascot. Come on, give him a backstory. If he's down in Florida, he probably, dabble with some nose beers, the non-decaf edition. Florida, there's so many great storylines coming out of the state of Florida. Oh, he
bungee jumps. That's kind of his thing.
Well, not apparently. You really have to look at the photo. It's terrifying if you don't know the context.
Well, Sean, he is rarely seen without his motorized scooter and can sometimes be seen driving a golf cart. He's very Jacksonville.
Wow. Oh, that is okay. All right. That feels like strong Jacksonville.
You want to take another caller, Sean?
Sure. Throw him on.
We got Brandon Gilden. I think he was on the pregame show. Maybe giving out a winner. Brandon, what's good, brother?
Dude, not a great evening. I don't know if you guys remember me. I was the Kenny Golladay hyper earlier in the day.
Yes. Well, the Giants won, but the Kenny Golladay hype still MIA.
A couple nice catches.
Yeah, like he had a couple nice catches, but the thing is, there's no Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard were both ruled out. I don't understand why he didn't get more looks.
Yeah, Ryan, the Kadarius Toney
Eagles
news.
Defensive line, all the credit goes there. I mean, they did a good job getting to Daniel Jones. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the running game still isn't there. So yeah, I think Galladay is going to be a guy who works well off of the play action stuff, and that wasn't there today. So yeah, I mean, shit, we got a lot of Evan Engram for some reason.
Kadarius Toney, what happened? I was shocked to hear he was a late scratch. I feel like people were putting him in some like anytime parlays.
God, they were good to go. I mean, they figured it was just the Eagles, so they would just rest him up for another week.
There you go.
They didn't have a third string quarterback. The third.
How are your other picks?
Today was a terrible day. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, tomorrow's a brighter day. We're going to look forward to the future. But one last note on Kenny Golladay with that contract. They got him, and Pro Football Focus has him as one of the best deep threats in the NFL. Yet I never see Daniel Jones throwing it deep to him. It's always to someone else. They need to fix that. And I think the Giants will do well.
Yes, I love that. You know, it's coming. That's the second course in the Freddie Kitchens.
It's cooking it up.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going. Thanks for calling in, Brandon. Let it ride.
Let it ride, Brandon. Oh man, Brandon, you know, on the opposite side of me when it comes to the Kenny Golladay prop bets. Sounds like we're going head to head. If only there was an app that capitalizes on head-to-head betting. Wait, there is. It's called SoBet. That's right. SoBet brings the fun of mano y mano gambling. And it's, again, very easy to spread the word. Send it to your friends. Challenge them. Throw down. Who can come up with the craziest bets and hit them? It's, again, I mean, the whole part of winning bets and what sucks about losing bets is talking trash after you win, or in my unfortunate case, lose. SoBet, again, what's really cool, free to play. It's just all about the sweat. It's all about the competition. Social betting revolution is happening. SoBet is leading the charge. Just go to sobet.io/sgpn. sobet.io/SGPN to join the revolution and support the podcast as well. Free to download, free to play. Can't go wrong there. Miami Dolphins 33, Carolina Panthers 10, both on the Dolphins. Ryan, you locked it up. How about our boy Tua, man? Just balling out of control.
He didn't look horrible. No. He made some bad plays. But most importantly, Sean,
just my mentions blow up whenever the Dolphins are. Look, he's got 200 passing yards.
Let's not bury the lead. We had an opportunity today on this
so good
on the 28th day of November in the year 2021. Cam Newton, one game removed from being a street free agent,
yes,
was laying points on the road.
Cam Newton hype was so great.
We got to fade him
because we've nailed it, because we got the Cam Newton, and it wasn't really even a Cam Newton handicap, but the Panthers outright win against the Cardinals when they're massive dogs. Dang. And then we faded Cam Newton, AKA Scam Newton, back to back weeks cashing. Ryan, I remember you saying to me when they put in PJ Walker, oh man, this is a bummer. We're not going to be able to bet against Cam Newton anymore.
Well, I mean, look, you want to always win, right? You want to get paid, but also sometimes you got to let the con go a little bit longer so you can get paid a little bit more. This was it happened too fast. Now, what is Matt Rhule do? What does he do next? What do they do? I mean, obviously they're drafting a quarterback. Maybe they're still in the Deshaun Watson trade market in the off season. You can't just keep shuffling them through them, right?
No, they
is their season over?
Panthers, what are they? No, because that seventh spot is kind of hanging around. I mean, right now
keeps everyone alive, right?
Yeah, which is pretty fun. But yeah. Oh, and the other thing, Christian McCaffrey, again, not to bring up my Christian McCaffrey's definitely going to get injured take from the preseason, and it's really annoying because we're in our high stakes ETH league. He's going to cost us this game. I mean, our entire team shit the bed, but Christian McCaffrey is just such a workhorse. Now, are we going to have to start Chuba Hubbard, who we handcuffed? It is it's brutal. And PJ Walker came in, he looked bad, but I mean, Cam Newton 5 for 21, 92 yards, 2 interceptions, and I felt like it looked worse than that.
It's great.
I don't know how he got to 92 passing yards.
What was great is they scored that touchdown early, and we're pissed off because he's stealing a touchdown from Christian McCaffrey, yep, and he's doing a celebration and he's looking ridiculous with his hair, and then he did nothing after that. And what were the numbers on the passing yard? Like 92 yards, you said. How many of those yards were on that one DJ Moore got wide open play? Yeah.
No, it probably is a lot.
Like 60. I mean, all time bad days. The Dolphins are a good defense, but come on, man. See what I did there?
Yes. Okay. Ryan, you were asking about the playoffs, updated playoff standings. No one cares about the top teams, but 49ers are in sixth place at 6-5. Vikings, seventh seed right now at 5-6. However, Falcons also 5-6, 8 seed. Saints 5-6, 9 seed. Eagles 5-7. In the 10 spot. And we of course have the head to head against the Saints and the Falcons. Panthers 5-7 there at spot 11, and then a couple of 4-win teams after that.
You're not going down to the 4-7 teams.
Washington football team 4-6. They're ahead of the New York Giants, who are 4-7. Chicago Bears 4-7. So you have your 6 spots out from the playoffs, but anything could happen, Ryan.
A lot of games left.
We were both on these Steelers here. Unfortunately, wow, what a blood. The thing about being wrong in this game was it was over quickly. I mean, Bengals just beat the shit out of the Steelers, 41-10. They swept the series against the Steelers, and I, you know, I fell for it. I thought what we saw against the Chargers was kind of something out of the Steelers. Fell for the Mike Tomlin, always gets this team going. They're not going to lose to the Bengals twice in the same year. And shout out to Bengals Nation again, up our ass, because we were not high on them coming into the season. But great win and great to beat Steelers twice in one season.
2009, the last time they swept them, Sean.
Yeah, and they look really good. I don't know, something about that Raiders win. I know they kind of took care of business late, but Burrow looked kind of banged up, and it just seemed like a perfect get up spot for the Steelers. But they just got their ass kicked. Not much else to say here.
Big Ben no longer good looking. Not on team good looking anymore.
Underperformed the spread by more than 21 points. So if they're a dog next week, Ryan, they would be a close your eyes special.
Bengals schedule the rest of the way: Chargers at home, Niners, Broncos, Ravens, Chiefs, Browns.
Yeah.
Not super easy, but
no, I feel like a lot of teams in the AFC North, the schedule's pretty tough, and Bengals certainly in the mix there to win the division as well. Chargers 13, Broncos 28. I liked fading the Broncos coming off a bye. Teddy Bridgewater gets knocked out of the game, and the Chargers still couldn't get it done.
What a weird game.
It was. I mean, Drew Lock didn't look good, threw some bad interceptions. And still they took care of business. I mean, Ryan, are we sure Justin Herbert's good? Because he looked pretty bad.
I need an insider. I need a Broncos insider to tell me when
San Diego Superchargers.
I need to know when Vic Fangio is going to look like that. Like we didn't think about it, right? Brandon Staley, one of his disciples. Yeah. But he was fired the fuck up like he was in the Cowboys game.
They do get up for certain spots. Drew Lock, 4-7, 26 yards and a pick in relief of Teddy Bridgewater. Herbert, 2 interceptions. One was for a pick 6. That was really the difference in the game. Kind of interesting. Patrick Surtain, senior, the original, not Patrick Surtain, his last pick 6 was in Denver.
Oh.
And Patrick Surtain the second, his first pick 6 was in Denver. It was his first career pick 6. I was trying to think of an equivalent of a record me and my dad both have, but it would probably be like throwing up at the same bar or something. Nice. I don't know. There was trying to figure out a similar lineage here.
Generations later.
I just don't know what to make of the Chargers. They're supposed to be good. Justin Herbert looks kind of shitty, man.
Again, I just need to know when Vic Fangio is going to be this fired up and the defense is going to be that this was all about that defense getting to Herbert and making him make mistakes, and they don't seem like they needed Von Miller, and it looks more and more like I mean to just keep moving forward and playing this kind of defense after getting rid of a guy like Von Miller is remarkable, which makes you wonder what kind of guy this was, you know.
Chargers hanging on to the 7th seed right now, but the Broncos are 6-5 as well. Chargers 6-5, Raiders 6-5, Colts 6-6, Browns 6-6, Steelers 5-5-1. It is the 7-team playoff thing is fun because so many teams are alive.
Yeah,
keeps you interested. 49ers 34, Minnesota Vikings 26. We are all over the Kirk Cousins would collapse after a big win angle. Love that. Came through in a big way here.
You like that.
And I watched almost every minute of this game, and yeah, Minnesota got out to a nice lead early, and then they just kind of kept the 49ers in the game. 49ers were able to move the ball pretty easily against this Vikings defense. This Vikings defense really looks bad at times. Jimmy G, you know, had one really bad pick, but then a couple nice throws. But really, you know, it's just that, you know, 49ers run heavy attack. You know, Debo Samuel ran for a shit ton of yards.
I love their plan.
They really hate Trey Lance.
I mean, look at the situation. Jimmy G is still not good. They're still able to win with him. How are you not putting Trey Lance out there? Is he that bad?
Yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
I don't get it. And wait, they hate Trey Lance and Trey Sermon. I mean, I don't know what does Trey Sermon have to do to get out on the field? Like they need running back help. It's you almost, would think, but Debo Samuel is looking great.
Yeah. It's almost like, this is what happens when you put the son of a football coach in charge of a football team.
Yeah. He
treats it like a video game, Sean. It's not working out. And then when you have your GM be John Lynch,
Scamahan.
Yeah. Scamahan. Well, we need a John Lynch. We need a John Lynch parody name too.
We'll work on that. Rams 28, Green Bay 36, Aaron Rodgers defeating Tovid, putting the team on his back. I love the Packers here. I'm pissed, kicking myself. I didn't put him in a lock, cute and took the Chargers, but I put him in everything, and I don't know.
Horrible pick, by me.
Yeah, you were on the Rams, Ryan. That was, come on. You know, Aaron Rodgers off a loss, and Matt Stafford. My Matt Stafford sucks take is looking fire right now. It is. I mean, cue the Undertaker gif of my Matt Stafford sucks.
Three in a row.
Because look, it is just it's coming back to life. You got Odell curse working on him. Matt Stafford is now 9-70 against teams with the winning record.
That's crazy.
He's also the first quarterback with a pick six in three straight games since guess the quarterback, Ryan.
Sam Bradford.
Matt Shaw did it in four straight games in 2013. This was back when you were in love with the Texans.
I don't know.
You probably had the Texans every week in those 4 weeks. Stafford, three pick sixes and back-to-back games in three straight games. Aaron Rodgers has thrown three pick sixes in his entire career. Kind of crazy there. And yeah, I mean, his elbows bother him, his back. Again, Stafford isn't the guy. Early regular season, dome stuff, sure.
He can chug a beer, but he can't play through an injury. Aaron Rodgers, nine toes, no problem.
Yeah. He can chug a Pinot.
Don't put a light beer brewski in front of him though.
No, it doesn't. It goes.
Give him a Pinot. He'll sip that shit.
Yeah, I thought he'd be all into IPAs. He listens to Rogan. You thought maybe suck he'd be a craft beer guy.
Yeah, I mean, word on the street, Aaron Rodgers can suck a bowling ball through a straw.
All right, we're gonna talk about our Monday Night Football prop bets. That is brought to you by Better Fantasy. That's right, Better Fantasy. Oh man, so fun to play. So easy to sync your league to Better Fantasy if you have not done that already. What are you doing? You got to do it. It's so awesome because they immediately show you betting spreads for your fantasy team. And this is really cool. If you can tell your buddies in your fantasy league, like, hey guys, let's all sync our fantasy league. Everyone syncs their league to Better Fantasy. Again, it takes like 2 seconds to sync it. Anyone can do it. Even Colby, not a technology guy, he could sync the Better Fantasy league. And the best part is, if everyone in your league syncs their league, you get $150 gift card to get a sick ass trophy from TrophySmack.com. TrophySmack.com. They have a bunch of cool trophies. So if you're lazy, if you don't feel like collecting money for a trophy, but you would like the idea of a trophy, I don't think I've ever actually been in a league that has a trophy. I like that idea. I like that concept. Again, very easy. Just tell everyone to sync your league. It's free. And then you get the 150 gift card from Trophy Smack. Bing, bang, boom. Just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. All right, Kramer, prop bets. What are you doing?
All right. Step one. Let's Tyler Lockett over 22.5 yards, longest reception.
Okay.
Just feels like you're just putting a number out there. Because Tyler Lockett goes bigger than that, or he's just going to catch a bunch of 8 yard curls. It seems obvious. The last time he didn't catch a ball this long was I think over 2 months ago. So
Russell Wilson's coming off back to back weeks without throwing a passing touchdown. Are you kidding me? Danger, Russ, one more time. Over 1.5 passing touchdowns against this Washington defense is just so soft. Give it to me. Russell Wilson, over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
And for that reason, because he's gonna be gunning over a half INTs. That's plus odds, Sean. +115.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think you could play both, kind of like hedging, take the over on both there. But yeah, I don't mind that at all. Even as a guy who's still championing Team Russ here, this one's a fun one. Taylor Heineke longest rush under 10.5 yards.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
don't think he's gonna get loose.
You're basically betting whether or not he gets loose, and I'm saying no. I don't think he does. Coming off a 6-rush, 29-yard carry game, like he doesn't. I don't know. Every once in a while, he'll have a big game rushing, but 10.5 is kind of a lot for a quarterback. I don't know. I just don't see it for Heineke.
I don't know why, but I was flipping around and I was on the 2-point conversion page.
Ooh,
successful 2-point conversion. What would you think that's priced?
Because
I feel like typically I see these 250, 280, like somewhere in that range. 360 for this game.
Wow.
And I get it. Pete Carroll, older guy, but we got Riverboat Ron and we have a situation where I'm not going to handicap it. The price is too big. So I'm going to take successful 2-point conversion +360.
Does Pete Carroll, does he believe in 2-point conversions, Ryan?
He's been searching for that answer.
I can see him being an extra point truther. Like he's unaware they have the 2-point conversion option.
Oh, you're a math guy, huh?
I can see him being really anti 2-point conversion attempts.
What do you mean? I can cut it to 7. It's a one score
just
game.
Just seems like something the analytics team wouldn't be all about, or the analytics team would be all about it, and thereby Pete Carroll would hate it. I think Seattle. I think they're able to move the ball. I'm still out on this Washington defense. So give me Seattle over 2.5 touchdowns. I mean, you could play their team total, but I like their team total.
You like them just scoring.
Their team total is 23.5. I think they get to 21 at least with the touchdown. So yeah, give me over 2.5.
That's it. We've each given out 3.
We've given out 3.
First touchdown.
Lay it on me.
DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett for me. 9-1 for Metcalf, 10-1 for Lockett. For the Deadskins, give me Logan Thomas 14-1. Sounds like he's gonna play. I like him to be a big red zone target for Heineke. Taylor Heineke 20-1. We love the quarterbacks running it. I couldn't play Russ, not with that finger issue. 9 toes for Aaron Rodgers, no problem.
Danger, dude, Russ.
Give him the MVP now. We've already forgotten about the COVID stuff. It's crazy.
About who? Aaron Rodgers.
The narrative stuff. You're right. No way. He can't win. Nah. Dude, it's over. He can win again. Like,
you're right. I mean,
two
again,
weeks. That's
the
it.
Media. The news cycle is very quick. I mean, I remember a time when Antonio Brown had a fake vaccine card. Everyone just forgot when about was that.
That's because he's still hurt. He's not playing.
JD McKissick, first touchdown for the Redskins, 18-1.
Oh, you love that guy.
Yeah, I do. DeAndre Carter. 22-1, 3 games in a row with a touchdown. Yeah. He seems to be kind of emerging here as the guy that's not McLaurin, and 22-1 feels pretty good. And then I'm going to go the Seattle tight end route. Give me Gerald Everett, 22-1, Will Disley, 30-1, Ryan, those feel pretty fun. And for my D-gen only prop bet, JD McKissick, 3 touchdowns, 90-1. Let's fucking go.
All right. I was laughing because I thought you were going to go to the same D-gen well as me. Russ Wilson, 350 pass yards and 4 touchdowns. Sean, what do you think that pays? 28-1.
I looked at that. Yes.
I understand. You like to go bigger.
Yeah. But 90-1. Come on.
You couldn't see him doing that on Monday Night Football.
Dangerous. Come on. You got to show up for us one of these times.
He's really fucking. I mean, I pulled off the goddamn double stack. worth nothing. Pennies.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, we got an exciting week. We're actually traveling. We're going to be doing we're doing a conference in beautiful Seed Caucus, New Jersey. So bear with us on scheduling. Some of the video, some of the YouTube stuff, maybe audio only, not video. But of course, you can check out all the podcasts. All we're not going to miss any podcasts, but things may get a little wonky here, and we might be doing live YouTube. We will be back in the studio Friday on the West Coast, but yeah, doing some East Coast stuff. And Ryan, there is the Wednesday night mixer is at MetLife Stadium.
Oh.
There was a note there on the party that says you can hang out and have fun on the field.
47 yard field goal loading. If there's a football there,
look out. We'll stream that live if Ryan has the guts to try and attempt a 47 yard field goal. Stay tuned for that possibility. But again, college picks podcast, the DFS picks podcast, the NFL picks podcast. Try to squeeze in a college picks podcast as well over there. Oh man.
And Sean, people
for participating in the sports gambling podcast.
If they do get sad that they're not seeing the good lookingness of this show on YouTube, they can just go to my Twitter feed at Kramer Centric. I'll be sure to post some selfies. I get it. People are now with Big Ben dead. They need someone good looking to look at. And that's where they come here.
Don't forget to leave a nice rating review for your chance to win free gear every Monday, AKA Merch Monday. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
All rise.
Kramer, let it ride.